It's the Full Force News Burst brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com with me, Diagnostic 80. Brian Goldner reveals that the Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins movie will be pushed to 2021. So, as always seems to be the case, movie news just pours out of Hasbro quarterly conference calls, and today's was no exception. We've known for a while about the movie being moved to 2021, and Brian Goldner confirmed that fact during the Q&A session of the 2020 Q2 Hasbro conference call. Goldner stated that they are in talks with Paramount Pictures to move the theatrical release to 2021, saying, "Our expectation is that G.I. Joe Snake Eyes will move into a slot in 2021. We are working out the specifics right now with Paramount, but again, as we look at the opportunity to maximise our connection to global audiences and also global retail, we will likely move it to a slot in 2021. When questioned about moving any future releases to video on demand, he responded with, "I think that people are very desirous about the theatrical experience. We all want to get back to the movie theatres as soon as we can and enjoy the big screen along with everyone else. There's nothing like having hundreds of people together laugh at something or ooh and ah at some kind of big action sequence. We all want to get back there. I think that studios are being very purposeful, as is our E1 team, looking at the opportunity for theatrical releases, clearly wanting to still have that global theatrical audience. There's nothing like the opportunity to go around the world in a simultaneous way to build that value and the demand of people to go to theatres. So we don't see that going away, I just think it's a matter of when it really comes fully back." We fully expect Paramount to announce the new date soon and hopefully have a trailer to go with it. That would certainly help to soften the blow of yet another delayed G.I. Joe movie. Of course, not really anyone's fault this time around, thanks to COVID-19, you massive piece of disease shit. In any case, keep it locked with the Full Force for any more updates. That's it for this instalment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host, me. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.